Hello, I'm speaking.
Hi, this is Sheen with the Clingy Bank for Family First Home Care. You reached out last week.
Yes.
For services for your mom. You didn't know if she has Medicaid. Do you have any updated information?
She does not have Medicaid. She has Medicare.
Uh-huh. Would you think if she might be eligible for Medicaid? Do you know if she has any income or assets? Do you want to think about that?
I mean, she does have some assets. I don't know what the requirements for eligibility are. Do you?
Right. So it really depends on income and assets. So then she might be eligible. Does she own a house or a car?
She does own a house, but not a car.
Okay, she owns a house, then it's a little bit more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just in her name?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Did
I'm
you
sorry,
ever charge
her name?
My name is Shingdell. I'm with Family First Home Care.
Okay. Family First. I've called a lot of people in the past couple of weeks. So I'm trying to figure out what's the best avenue for my mom.
Did you ever try, or did she ever try to apply for Medicaid and she was denied?
I don't think she has applied. I think, as far as I know, all she has is the Medicare and the AARP, Medicare/UHC.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's a possibility if she would be eligible.
And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
My name is Shingdell,
Shingdell. Okay, yeah.
N-D-L, yeah.
Okay, great. Yes, I do remember speaking with you last week.
Yeah.
So are you a private organization?
What do you mean?
Like, do you do like private care as well as like accept Medicaid or?
So it's either we work with patients that have Medicaid, or if they don't and they're not eligible for Medicaid, we could do private pay with out-of-pocket.
Okay, and how does that work? The private pay portion.
So it works based on the amount of hours the caregiver works with the patient.
Mm-hmm.
So the hours works weekly. So let's say she has 10 hours weekly. It's about between $32 and $35 an hour.
Okay,
about that range.
And what services do you provide for her? Do you give medication or?
So they cannot actually they can make sure the patient takes medication.
Uh-huh.
As far as like anything, they're not certified nurses.
Right.
And then anything around the house, like cleaning, laundry, and then grocery shopping, appointments, sticking to appointments.
They take her to appointments?
Yeah, they can do that as well.
Okay. Do they
depends
do
what she's looking for.
Yeah. Do they do any like cooking or?
Yeah, they can do cooking as well. Yeah.
They do cooking, or like, you know, she doesn't need to be fed, but she does need to, like, we do need to make sure she's eating.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's, you know, she's probably not eating healthily as she should.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then, So you said that there aren't options through Medicare itself. It's only through Medicaid or
right.
Pay.
It's right.
Okay.
I'm not sure if she owns a home, like a house, if she would be eligible. I don't think so.
Okay. But I guess I could call you back.
Right.
If I decide, hey, we're going to do private pay.
Correct.
Looking for something, you know, probably, you know, I just talked to the nurse a little while ago, and looking for something that's like, you know, 10 to 12 hours a day to be with her.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because she has fallen a couple of times. So, you know, making sure that she's not falling or, you know, doing stuff that's just silly when she needs to just, you know, take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Let me keep looking at options and then I would have to call you back.
Sure.
Is there a website with your services that I could go to? Do I just Google?
So we
like,
do have a website. If you search for Family First, let me see exactly. Maybe I could send you a link.
Yeah, that would be great.
Is
there like an application process to see if she would qualify? I guess you guys said you don't take Medicare, or
so,
Medicare doesn't cover any of that.
Right, right.
So we'd have to apply and get, I guess, denied by Medicaid in order to see.
If I know that she would be eligible for Medicaid, then we can help her apply for Medicaid.
Mm-hmm, okay.
But as
yeah.
far as I know, if she's, if she owns a house, usually they don't qualify. Is she married?
She was. My father passed away 12 years ago, so she lives alone. She's by herself.
Yeah. So then, besides for the house, does she have any income?
No, just Social Security.
I could try to ask if she would be eligible. Let me see.
You know what typical like assets and income would have to be?
So income would be if it's less than $2,900 a month. And for unmarried applicants, they have a resource limit of $8,000. So I'm sure that owning like her house is worth more than that.
Okay, yeah, she would not qualify then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me consider you all for a private pay and see how that works out. I'm you know, trying to make a lot of phone calls here, so I'm trying to figure everything out.
Yeah.
That's
why I also asked if the house is just in her name, because it might be everything, it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, if there's any change, and you could call us back anytime if you have any questions. Or if you're interested
okay.
in the services.
Okay, and then how quickly does that take once you, like, if we were to do private pay, how quickly could someone, you know, be there to help her?
Private pay? Where is she located again?
In Boothland, Pennsylvania.
Which county is that in?
Delaware County.
Delaware. Usually Delaware shouldn't take that long because we have many caregivers.
It's Delaware County, so it's in Pennsylvania, but it's called Delaware County. So, I don't know if that makes a difference to you all.
The what? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, she lives in Delaware County, but it's still, like, a part of Pennsylvania, if that makes sense. It's, like,
mm-hmm.
right on the border of Delaware, essentially. But she's on the
You mean the Delaware, side. The state Delaware?
Yes, yes.
But it's in Delaware County.
Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is it like week, 2 weeks, month?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to say an exact. We usually try we usually work very hard. It shouldn't like less than a week.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. Thank you so much for calling me. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. Okay, any questions, feel free to reach out.
I will. Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.